alone in the gathering dusk. Rincewind remembered the only fact he knew for sure about trolls, which was that they turned into stone when exposed to sunlight, so that anyone who employed trolls to work during daylight had to spend a fortune in barrier cream. But now that he came to think about it, it didn't say anywhere what happened to them after the sun had gone down again. The last of the daylight trickled out of the landscape, and there suddenly seemed to be a great many rocks about. "He's an awful long time with those onions," said Twoflower. "Do you think we'd better go and look for him?"
"Wizards know how to look after themselves," said Cohen. "Don't worry."
He winced. Bethan was cutting his toenails.
"He's not a terribly good wizard, actually," said Twoflower, drawing nearer the fire. "I wouldn't say this to his face, but..."
He leaned towards Cohen.
"I've never actually seen him do any magic." "Right, let's have the other one," said Bethan.
"This is very kind of you."
"You'd have quite nice feet if only you'd look after them."
"I can't seem to bend down like I used to," said Cohen sheepishly. "Of course you don't get to meet many chiropodists in my line of work. Funny, really. I've met any amount of snake priests, mad gods, warlords. Never any chiropodists. I suppose it wouldn't look too right, really. Cohen against the chiropodists."
"Or Cohen and the chiropractors of doom," suggested Bethan.
Cohen cackled.
"Or Cohen and the mad dentists,"
laughed Twoflower. Cohen's mouth snapped shut.
"What's so funny about that?"
he asked, and his voice had knuckles in it.
Oh, well, said Twoflower, "your teeth, you see."
"What about them?"
snapped Cohen. Twoflower swallowed.
"I can't help noticing that they're, not in the same geographical location as your mouth."
Cohen glared at him. Then he sagged, and looked very small and old.
"True, of course," he muttered. "I don't blame you. It's hard to be a hero with no teeth. It don't matter what else you lose. You can get by with one eye, even. But you show him a mouth full of gums, and no one has any respect."
"I do," said Bethan, loyally. "Why don't you get some more?" said Twoflower, brightly.
"Yes, well, if I was a shark or something, yes, I'd grow some,"
said Cohen, sarcastically.
"Oh, no, you buy them," said Twoflower. "Look, I'll show you. Bethan, do you mind looking the other way?"
He waited until she'd turned around, and then he put his hand to his mouth.
"You see?" he said.
Bethan heard Cohen gasp.
"You can take yours out?"
"Oh, yes. I've got several sets. Excuse me."
There was a swallowing noise, and then, in a more normal voice, Twoflower said, "It's very convenient, of course." Cohen's very voice radiated awe, or as much awe as is possible without teeth, which is about the same amount as with teeth, but sounds a great deal less impressive.
"I should think so," he said. "When they ache, you just take them out and let them get on with it, yes? Teach the little buggers a lesson. See how they like being left to ache all by themselves."
"That's not quite right," said Twoflower carefully. "They're not mine. They just belong to me."
"You put someone else's teeth in your mouth?"
"No, someone made them. Lots of people wear them where I come from. It's,
But Twoflower's lecture on dental appliances went ungiven because somebody hit him. The disk's little moon toiled across the sky. It shone by its own light, owing to the cramped and rather inefficient astronomical arrangements made by the Creator, and was quite crowded with assorted lunar goddesses, who were not at this particular time paying much attention to what went on in the disk, but were getting up a petition about the ice giants. Had they looked down, they would have seen Rincewind talking urgently to a bunch of rocks. Trolls are one of the oldest life forms in the multiverse, dating from an early attempt to get the whole life thing on the road without all that squashy protoplasm. Individual trolls live for a long time, hibernating during the summertime and sleeping during the day, since heat affects them and makes them slow. They have a fascinating geology. One could talk about tribology, one could mention the semiconductor effects of impure silicon,